Corporation of America presents The Magic Key. Universal Radio Service of the Radio Corporation of America, the Magic Key of RCA turns to present an hour of entertainment from New York and Hollywood, featuring Joan Bennett and Fred McMurray in a scene from their new picture, 13 Hours by Air. The Yale Glee Club, the famous Victor Recording Orchestras of Guy Lombardo, Ray Noble, and Richard Himber, playing for the first time on the air the music written by Irving Berlin for the latest Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers picture, Follow the Fleet. And Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra playing now the majestic march from Wagner's opera Tannhäuser. papers this coming summer will probably bring you some such story as this. Yale Glee Club starts European tour, scoring tremendous success in appearance in Paris. For that's the schedule in store for the 50 Yale undergraduates gathered in our studio today. These students, under the able leadership of Marshall Bartholomew, were selected from about 300 who tried for the club. They have been as rigorously weeded out, trained, and disciplined as any football team. Oldest college organization of its kind in America, the Yale Glee Club counts among its alumni such distinguished singers as Charles Kuhlman of the Metropolitan Opera Company and Lanny Ross, radio and cinema star. Mr. Bartholomew has chosen for the club's first selection today a quaint gay tune from 18th century England. The Magic Key of RCA turns to the Yale Glee Club singing "Oh Happy Fair" by Thomas Shields.
Oh, happy, 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 happy fair. Your eyes are no stars and your breath sweet air. Oh, happy, 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 happy fair. Your eyes are no stars and your breath sweet air. More tunable than bars and laughter jaded.
Mysterious music of the Negro spiritual lends itself particularly well to the singing of massed male voices. For its second offering this afternoon, the Yale Glee Club sings a special arrangement of the well-known Negro spiritual, "Steal Away."
Steal away home.
appropriate conclusion to its portion of this afternoon's entertainment. The Yale Glee Club chooses the mounting, masterful music of Brothers Sing On by Edvard Grieg, famous Norwegian composer.
Come and let our swelling song mount like the whirling wind. As it meets our singing drum, so glides the heart and mind.
And then action. A new motion picture is in the process of being born. Probably most of us are familiar through magazines and newspapers with some of the details of this process. Some of us have been fortunate enough to visit Hollywood and tour the big studios. But few people have managed to be present at the actual shooting of a motion picture. Today, our radio travels take us across the American continent, past the vigilant watchmen, past the great barred gates of Paramount Productions, into a region where the public rarely penetrates. The backstage of the movie. Even though it is Sunday, there is plenty of activity. But director Mitchell Lyson has issued a rehearsal call, and all hands are standing by. The magic key of RCA turns to soundstage number 4 on the Paramount Productions lot in Hollywood.
Hollywood, California, once so nobly catalogued as the land of make-believe, where anything can happen and usually does. Our immediate Hollywood locale, Mammoth Soundstage number 4 on the expansive Paramount Productions lot. In a few moments, we will cut in so you can hear director Mitchell Lyson rehearsing Joan Bennett and Fred McMurray in a scene from the smart-cracking thriller 13 Hours by Air, which Paramount is now filming. Less than 2 months ago, this new picture went into production. Now, today, just 47 days later, it is nearing completion on schedule. A big staff of carpenters, juicers, a movie term for electricians, prop men, grips, scenic artists, and who not, have been working tirelessly for hours, getting the huge set in readiness. Just a moment ago, I don't know if you could hear his voice or not, Assistant Director Ed Anderson called out a quiet, please. And immediately all noise and talk stopped. While Director Lyson is rehearsing Miss Bennett and Mr. McMurray through the scene, we will soon see the company shoot. Perched above the set, on a very perilous-looking bit of scaffolding, is the camera. And head cameraman, Ted Sparkle, is lining up the shots. Directly to our right is Chief Sound Technician M.M. Paddy, directing the operation of the big microphone boom and keeping the movie mic directly over the heads of Joan Bennett and Fred McMurray, wherever they move. From high above, from all sides, on stands, platforms, racks,
I want you to know I
everywhere,
sorry,
lights of every size and description illuminate the set. Lights that each have a special purpose to perform and carry such names as Broads, Baby Spots, Moguls, and Loopies. 13 Hours by Air is the thrilling story of a transcontinental airliner pilot, Jack Gordon, played by Fred McMurray, who during the trip from New York to San Francisco falls in love with a lovely passenger, Felice Rollins, Joan Bennett. Felice is in a desperate hurry to reach San Francisco by morning. Over the rugged Ruby Mountains between Salt Lake and Reno, the giant plane runs head-on into a blizzard. Pilot Gordon, considering Felice's desire to get to San Francisco on schedule, tries to push the ship through the storms and ends by having to make a forced landing in desolate mountain wilderness. Here on this mammoth sound stage has been recreated the small mountain valley hemmed in by crags. Snow-covered pine and fir trees are all around the big transport plane, which is stranded. By the way, one wing and one side of the plane is removed to allow room for lights, microphones, cameras, and other picture-making paraphernalia. But don't worry. Director Lyson and cameraman Sparku will never let such things get into the eye of the camera. You won't see them in the picture. The scene now being rehearsed is in the cabin of the plane. Most of the passengers are asleep. The wind outside is blowing a gale and whipping snow around the big ship. Pilot Jack Gordon and Felice Rollins are talking quietly. Director Lyson seems satisfied with the work of his actors. Listen, we'll cut in.
San Francisco on time, we'd have dinner together?
Yes.
Well, do you suppose you could extend that time limit?
Well, let's wait and see what time we get there.
We'll have flank steak smothered in onions and hash browns.
And top it off with apple pie.
That's done it. Now, suppose you catch yourself a little nap. Nothing to do until daylight. Okay?
I'm fine.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we'll shoot it. What you making?
Yes,
all right.
A couple of bubbles there, wasn't it?
All right, this will be picture. Will you hold it a minute, Miss Bennett? Miss Bennett. Joan, will you stay there just a minute, please? Slow that 500 a little bit.
Fred, a little more of the hurt boy in the beginning.
Okay.
That's enough, Carl.
Ellie, my makeup, please.
Oh, Mitch, can I say don't bother instead of you don't have to the second time?
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm changing it to you, Joan.
What one?
I'm saying don't bother instead of you don't have to.
Well, then I have to say... Oh, no, that's all right.
Carl, right your line.
All right, are you ready, Joan?
Yes, Mitch.
All right, Eddie.
All right, places, everybody. Ready with sound, Patchy?
Okay.
Get your gloves on, Freddy.
Okay. All right, fly it. Hit the wind. Turn them over. 982. Start the snow. Hit the lights.
All right, kids.
Ready? Right. Action.
I want you to know I feel terribly sorry and entirely responsible for all this.
Oh, forget it. These things just happen.
No, I kept egging you on, urging you to take chances, but it meant so much to me that I...
You must be kind of crazy about that guy in San Francisco.
What guy in San Francisco?
Skip it. It's none of my business.
No, we won't skip it. What did Stefani tell you?
Oh, he made a couple of cracks.
All right, now I'm going to make a couple of cracks.
Don't bother.
But I'm going to, just the same. Shortly after I became engaged to that Russian you read about in the paper, I found out that he was... Well, a rat. He thought I had money. I did once, but I lost practically all of it.
Now, wait a minute. You don't have to...
After I broke our engagement, he came to America and somehow met my sister. She's only a kid, 18.
And she went for all that la-di-da?
Worse. I arrived home yesterday and found they'd left 2 days ago for San Francisco. I've got to stop them. Her happiness means a great deal to me. And if she marries that... Well, they plan to sail for Honolulu at noon tomorrow unless...
And this scallion back here asleep?
Oh, he's the brother. They'd do anything to stop me. Kay means a lot of money to them.
Oh, I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad at your sister. Well, I don't mean I'm glad at your sister. Well, the outlook doesn't look particularly bright at the moment, but if there's any chance of getting you to the coast before noon tomorrow, I'll grab it.
Oh, thanks. You must hate me for all the trouble I've made.
That's the funny part of it. I don't. You know, on that agreement of ours that if I got you to San Francisco on time, we'd have dinner together?
Yes.
Do you suppose you could extend that time limit?
Well, let's wait and see what time we get there.
Oh, we'll have plank steak smothered in onions and hash browns.
And top it off with apple pie.
That's done it. I suppose you could grab yourself a little nap. There's nothing we can do until daylight. Okay?
I'm fine.
Good night.
Good night.
Cut. All right, print it.
No deal. Is that okay for you, Ted?
Okay.
Save your life.
All right, come right now. Check your case. Helen, just make up for your face.
Shop is a success. Soon they will shoot the next scene. So the tireless efforts expended in making motion pictures for the entertainment of millions goes on. Over and over they rehearse, experiment, trying new ideas, always with the hope of turning out another great box office picture. And somehow or other, these modern magicians seem successful. Hard work, exacting work, in which stars and backstage workers alike devote their talent and ingenuity to form a great industry. We leave soundstage number 4 on the Paramount lot, where 13 Hours by Air is being filmed, to return you to Radio City, New York.
Go to a motion picture theater, and you are very likely to encounter a film both recorded and reproduced through the famous RCA Photophone high-fidelity equipment. Turn on your RCA Victor Magic Brain Radio with its magic eye and RCA metal tubes. And another member of the family of RCA, the National Broadcasting Company, is at your bidding to amuse, entertain, and inform you. Do you want just the music you want, just at the moment you want it? You will find it on Victor Records. And in the field of communications, you may send your messages via RCA and be assured of the fastest and most direct means of contact with 47 different countries and between the larger cities of the United States. These are a few examples among many of the unparalleled worldwide activities of the Radio Corporation of America, from every phase of which it extracts knowledge, experience, skill to be combined and coordinated in a universal radio service. Every day, all the year through, in your office, at the theater, in your own home, members of the family of RCA are serving you, establishing 100 friendly human contacts with you. That's exactly why we say the family of RCA.
Jean-Louis Nicodet is famous for the sparkling clarity of his musical genius, like a mountain stream which never runs muddy. Our program continues as Frank Black, General Musical Director of the National Broadcasting Company, conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Nicodet's In the Tavern, from the suite called Scenes from the South.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. You can now own a beautiful RCA Victor radio, complete with radio engineering's greatest achievement, the Magic Brain, Magic Eye, and RCA Metal Tube, for almost $30 less than ever before. These new RCA Victor sets have just been introduced. Their new low prices made possible by record-breaking sales and the vast resources of RCA. Into these sensational radios of worldwide range has been built all of RCA's experience in the fields of international communications and of broadcasting. Visit your nearest RCA Victor dealer tomorrow for a demonstration of the outstanding radio value of 1936.
Magic Key, unlocking a world of entertainment, presented for your interest and pleasure by RCA Communications, Radio Marine, RCA Radiotron, RCA Victor, the RCA Institute, and the National Broadcasting Company, members of the family of RCA.
Do you do it, Mr. Berlin? That's a question Irving Berlin must have heard at least 10,000 times. For it's the one thought that seems to spring into everyone's mind. How is it possible for a composer to keep on turning out hit after hit, year in, year out, with the same masterly touch, the same sure knowledge of public taste? A full quarter of a century ago, the tune Alexander's Ragtime Band achieved such worldwide popularity that the whole pattern of dance music was revolutionized. And now, in 1936... the author of that musical bombshell has produced for the forthcoming Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers picture, Follow the Fleet, what experts who have heard them consider his greatest song. We're to have the pleasure of presenting their first public performance this afternoon. Three of America's greatest dance orchestras, Guy Lombardo, Ray Noble, and Richard Hember, will introduce the Irving Berlin melodies from Follow the Fleet to the radio audience exactly as they've been recorded on Victor Records. We hear first from the famous young English stylist whose ingratiating rhythm and smart arrangements find equal favor on both sides of the Atlantic. The Magic Key of RCA turns to the music of Ray Noble, appearing on this program through the courtesy of the Coca-Cola Company.
Playing this afternoon from the largest broadcasting studio in the world. And I'm told that this is one of the largest groups of musicians assembled in one studio for one program since the founding of the National Broadcasting Company. And my boys and I are more than happy to be amongst those present to pay tribute to Irving Berlin and to share in the introduction of his latest score. First, we bring you our version of the opening number of Follow the Fleet, and its title is We Saw the Sea.
Never see the end of all. because the Admiral had never been to sea. We joined the Navy to see the girls.
And what did we see?
We bought a thing.
Instead of a girl or two in a taxi, we were compelled to look at the black sea. Seeing the black sea isn't what it cracked up to be.
Sailing, sailing home again to see the girls upon the village green. Then across the foam again to see the other seas we haven't seen.
That was most enjoyable to record, and that, in my humble opinion, is one of Irving Berlin's best compositions. I'm sure that you'll enjoy Let's Face the Music and Dance, with Al Bowley bringing you the word.
Teardrops to share.
But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and
another great Victor Orchestra, voted by a recent nationwide poll of radio editors for the fifth consecutive year the most popular dance orchestra on the air, is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian. The Magic Key of RCA turns to Guy Lombardo, present this afternoon by arrangement with the SO Marketers.
The Royal Canadians and I are going to play two numbers from Follow the Fleet. Both are romantic in nature, yet nothing could better demonstrate the scope and variety of Mr. Berlin's talent. The first, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. The second, But Where Are You? It has a haunting lilt which should make it a favorite. But first, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord, help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey, and I decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
But Where Are You?
sky is blue. And here am I, but where are you? A night like this was meant for two, and I am here, but where are you? But where are you? Have you forgotten the night that we met? With so much to remember, how could you forget? The dreams I dreamed have yet to come true. My dreams and I are here, but where are you? But where are you?
Timber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra have won many friends from coast to coast in smart nightclubs, over the air, and on Victor Records. And here is Mr. Himber himself.
Of the two numbers from Follow the Police that we are to introduce today, Get the Behind Me Picture, and I'd Rather Lead a Band, express my own sentiments perfectly. And I may add that Mr. Berlin makes it very easy to hold this viewpoint, for to lead a band in either of these numbers is really a treat. Get the Behind Me Picture has one of those tricky yet simple Berlin lyrics, as you will hear when Stuart Allen sings the chorus. I'd Rather Lead a Band is a Fred Astaire solo in the picture. And while we won't attempt to imitate the astonishing Astaire performance, we do hope you'll like the version, which we will play right now.
With a chance to dictate, I would say, let it wait, I'd rather lead a band. Why every care ceases, I'm rich as old creases, when I've got 10 pieces in hand. If I could have a millionaire with a whole lot of banks, I would just whisper thanks, I'd rather lead a band.
typical champion's arrangement of Get Thee Behind Me, Please.
In California, with ears to the radio, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, stars of Follow the Fleet, and Irving Berlin, composer of its musical score, have been listening to this first introduction of these songs to the American public. May we take the opportunity of congratulating all three on splendid individual performances and expressing thanks to them and to Radio Pictures for their cooperation. And now, although you have heard six tunes from Follow the Fleet, six potential hits, there is still another, a seventh, which may very well be the song you hum as you leave the theater. The Magic Key of RCA turns again to Ray Noble and his orchestra playing Let Yourself Go.
Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax.
Let yourself go. Be
relax.
We got yourself tied up in a knot. Tonight is cold.
But the music's not so calm.
Cuddle closer.
Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
Let yourself go.
Let yourself go.
Supremacy in recorded music, RCA Victor has always stood for unequaled achievement in the field of radio set manufacture. Today, this is more apparent than ever, as new models with Magic Brain, Magic Eye, and RCA metal tubes are announced, selling at considerably less than $100. Never before have radios of such fine quality, so complete as these, been offered at anything like a comparable price. Think of it. A full-sized console with Magic Brain, Magic Eye, metal tubes, and a 12-inch dynamic speaker for only $89.95 at the factory. Almost $30 less than the price you previously had to pay for an RCA Victor radio incorporating these features. And yet, RCA Victor's high standards of quality have been rigidly maintained. Your assurance of the finest possible reception. See the beauty of the tastefully designed cabinets at your RCA Victor dealer's store. Hear the beauty of tone reproduction made possible by RCA Victor's exclusive features. Then let your dealer help you choose the RCA Victor instrument best suited to your needs. There's a model for every home and every purse. For prices range from $19.95 to $600 at the factory, and convenient payments may be arranged. On this afternoon's program, Guy Lombardo appeared by arrangement with the Esso Marketers, Ray Noble through the courtesy of the Coca-Cola Company, and Richard Himber by permission of his regular sponsors. We cordially invite you to be with us next Sunday when the magic key will turn again and members of the family of RCA will present Dusalina Giannini, Arman Tokatjan, Loman Abner, an interesting worldwide survey of winter sports, John B. Kennedy, Frank Black, and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Ben Grauer.
And Milton Cross speaking for one member of the family of RCA, the National Broadcasting Company.